Last night in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, a flashback to 1984. Thousands of people got together for a sing-along to the Prince movie Purple Rain. As NPR's Robert Smith reports, this is what it sounds like when doves cry.
They arrived dressed in purple.
I plan to get as sexy and crazy as possible.
They brought Prince masks.
He's absolutely fabulous.
For some, it was a pilgrimage.
I just think that tonight we have to gather around and worship at the altar of Prince.
And proof that some things never leave your brain.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
to get through this thing called life.
Electric word life, it means forever. Now that's a mighty long time, but I'm here to tell you.
There's something else.
A disco band to help people sing along to the movie.
I'm Elizabeth Dotson Westphalen.
I'm Joy Dragland.
And I'm Carly Bruce. And we're with the band Escort.
So what's your recommendation for my sing-along? Do I go into the Prince falsetto or do I do it in my own voice?
What makes you feel so good. Like wave your hands in the air. Do the falsetto. The stage grinding thing is a really good move too.
First, let's go for a recap of the plot. Prince is in pain. Morris Day is vain. Wendy and Lisa wrote a song called Purple Rain. That's about it. But dig, if you will, this picture. Dancing hordes rushing to the front of a movie screen in Prospect Park. Of course, most movies don't start like this. There was no shame in Prospect Park last night. No high note unattempted. So I found one man in the crowd, Lenny Geller, who's actually willing to sing in falsetto. You're not ashamed.
I'm totally not ashamed. I've been singing probably Prince since I was 12 years old.
So you just naturally go into that high register.
I had no choice. I had no choice.
Much like Rene DeMond and Ali Goetz, who ran to the front of the crowd to reenact the dance sequence from Darling Nikki, thrust for thrust.
She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out.
Did I mention that no one under 18 was admitted without a parent or guardian? And no one over 18 was admitted without being able to perform a brand new dance we call the bird. But still, it just seemed like a movie until right near the end. Suddenly, everyone stood up, the aisles filled with people. Someone thrust up their lighter. Then another one popped up. Most just had their cell phones. Arms waved, and through the hands, you could see Prince looking down like he could see us. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.